Good morning, Lee.
All surfers know the Rip Curl West Coast Classic is nicely etched into their brains. It happens annually over the March long weekend. And guess what, Glenn? It starts tomorrow, runs right through to Monday down a beautiful Marawar.
Yes, yeah, we're into that lovely time of year. And all the competitive surfers are all looking forward to this. The biggest event, the biggest surfing event in the state on the calendar year. And our numbers have been rolling in as per usual in the last minute. And we're starting to get a really, really good field for the 13 divisions for the 47th running of the Rip Curl West Coast Classic.
It says a lot, doesn't it? 47 years for the Rip Curl West Coast Classic. That's generally what happens, doesn't it? You know, you get the people entering late at last minute.
Yes, typical surfing. They're all waiting. Because it's surfing, it's all, look, we are heavily, heavily influenced by the weather, and we have to deal with whatever it gives us. We don't know which beach we're at or where we're going to hold it until we see the swell size and the wind direction, and that dictates to us where we need to go. But, look, this time of year is generally fairly settled, but the weather's changing daily, especially on the West Coast. As anyone knows, it has anything to do with the West Coast. It's fairly volatile, the weather. But the weekend's looking very good. It's looking very, very positive. There's not too much wind about. We've got changes between a southerly wind and an easterly wind. The weather's going to start off with quite small swell for Saturday morning, and then the swell is going to build on Saturday afternoon and into Sunday and Monday with favourable winds and warm weather all weekend, which is exactly what we want to see.
So tomorrow, fine with cloud and 21, mostly sunny on Sunday and 23, top of around 24 degrees, fine with cloud for Monday to wrap it all up. And as you alluded to there, the winds will be south to southwesterlies up to around 20 to 25 k's, and then turn around to be northwest to northeasterlies up to around 30 k's during the day. That's as it sits at the moment. But as you said, things can change on the West Coast.
Things can change on the West Coast, yeah, that's right. And the weather dominates. If we, you know, we go wherever the weather dictates, and we're trying to get the best surfing conditions for these guys. And that's why this event is so popular, because all the competitive surfers know that we're going to try and hold this for the big divisions, not the juniors. We'll look after the juniors. We'll make sure we have a good risk management for the juniors. But the big end of town, the hot surfers, they know that we're going to try and hold this in solid to challenging conditions to open it up so our small wave surfers can't dominate, that everyone has a chance, the bigger guys, the big wave lovers, they all have a chance. And that's also what makes this event so interesting, that there's a broad range of people that can make the final, and there's a broad range of people that could take this title out in the men's or the women's.
We're getting a lot of surfers, not only from our neck of the woods, but also down south to the north.
Yeah, no, and there's been... Look, it is only open to state Tasmanian residents. They have to have residency here of 3 months to comply.
Right.
But we have got quite a few people that have moved back to Tasmania, as a lot of people would know. There's a lot of mainlanders moving down here. We've had a few guys from the Sunshine Coast move down who are very, very good surfers. Also, recently there was a former state champion moved back from Lennox Head. He was a very dominant surfer back in his day, and I believe he will be competing. And most of those guys have all got children now, and they're all keen to come down and be part and be serving on the same program as their parents.
Making it a family affair. So we welcome back those expats Tasmanians that perhaps have been living on the mainland for several years, or those that are making Tasmania their choice to live. You have to be living here in Tasmania for that 3 months to qualify, don't you?
Exactly right. And as most people would know too, we've had a beautiful summer. La Nina has been very good to Tasmania. And the water temperature at the moment is probably as warm as it's ever been. And I know the water up the coast here is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And also on the west coast, which is normally slightly cooler, but it's been edging around 20 degrees down there too. So our water temperature is really, really nice. And our weather has been—it's been a stunning summer.
For those that are unfamiliar, heavily signposted.
Yes, there'll be information online on the Facebook sites from the Northwest Sport Riders side and the Surfing Tas side. But the best way to access it is just to head down to the Marawar store, and they will have a chalkboard out the front, and we will put on there which beach we are at. And if we do have to change beaches during the course of the day because of a wind change, we will put that on that Marawar store board. So that will be the best way for spectators to find out where we are. I'm not 100% sure where we will be on the Saturday, because it just depends on how small it will be. That will force our hand. But all that information will be out in front of the Marawar store. And it'll be a great weekend for spectators, because the wind won't be too bad. It'll be warm. and there'll be some great surfing to watch.
Yeah, Merriwall Store is one of the many sponsors, so we thank them dearly for getting events like this up and running again, and 7BU's proud to be a part of it again this year, Glenn. So keep your eyes on the Facebook page for all the details and how to get there. Great fun way to be, spending one or 3 days.
Yes, now look, Circular Head's got a great reputation there. Like, to hold one of the longest running surfing events in the country in a small area like Circular Head, it says a lot for the area. And it's a beautiful area, it's a beautiful time of year. Surfers love it, and the competitors really, really enjoy it. It drags the best surfers from across the state, and of course, it is great for spectators. And I do suspect we may be holding it at Netley Bay on Saturday. That is one of the places that's looking like an option with this weather. And Netley Bay is one of the best places for spectators to watch the surfing as they are. The spectators can sit on the rock out along the point and only be 30 feet away from the people doing their thing on the waves. It is
nice and close. Yeah. Get out and about, enjoy your long weekend with the whole family. The Rip Curl West Coast Classic, 47th one at Marawar this year. Keep your eye on the Facebook page for any changes. Drive safely, that's what we've got to mention as well. Motor safety is everyone's business. And Glenn Saltmarsh, always appreciate your time for talking about it on 7BU Breakfast. Go well for tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Lee. Have a good weekend.